Okay, so a quick second one we said yesterday. So we started off that the lot of shofars,
where it was done in the Mishkan, it was needed for the skins, it was needed for the leather, whatever, and therefore they had to kill an animal, shechet an animal, and use a skin. We learn out from there that any sort of end in the life of an animal, however you do it, is included in the tisa. A person shoots it, suffocates it, any method whatsoever that which causes the termination of the life of the animal, that is the issa of shechet, and one is chayv for that. We said yesterday, if a person does it with kavana because he wants to use the skin, or he wants to use some of the meat, he's got hamhano, that's a malacha, shrikha l'gufa, so he needs it, he's doing it for a purpose, that's osu b'natoya. If he does it for other reasons, the moshel, I don't know what, it's running after him, and he wants to, it disturbs him, so he's doing it to get rid of it because he doesn't want it to run after him. That's osu b'rabon, but it's still osu do. So killing an animal on Shabbos is problematic. We said the chiddush also yesterday, there's no difference how big the animal is. It's also chiddush, I said, yeah? Now we said, the marshal, I said, the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, when a person has to put on a light, let's say, number four, chayla, he's got a choice of putting a light switch on which has got two fluorescent tubes on, or another light switch has only got one fluorescent tube, then he should minimize the issa. He should put the light on, which only got one fluorescent tube on. When it comes to shechting an animal, the chayla and svar, there's no difference whether one shechts an elephant or chicken. Yeah, because the tzidus shoshama, the issa of taking away the life, is terminating the life. That makes no difference what animal it is. Any animal you terminate the life of, that's when there's a problem. Sorry? Even a fly, yes, even a fly. There's no difference with Maisa. There's no difference between killing a fly and killing an elephant. Maisa, the Issa is Nasisa Shoma, and that's what you've done. By taking it to the life or ending a life, that is what you've done. We said, well, I didn't take a fish out of water, and it dies from that. That's also called, it's all included. And then we said a chiddush, that was another chiddush, which is one of our rikas about this. And that is that the Gemara learns out that shechet is terminating a life. But extracting blood from something, since hadam hu nefesh, dam is also called part of the body, so taking out blood, even though the person's still alive, you take out a little bit of blood, that's also the issa of shechet. So we said that the issa min ha-Torah of taking out blood is where a person does it because he wants the blood. The moshel, someone needs a blood sample. So he takes a bit of blood out in order to be able to send it off to the laboratory to have it checked. Or someone's got an infection, for example, and the blood is infected. He's got to get rid of the blood and get the new blood put in. There's a positive reason why the blood's coming out to do that on Shabbos and Issa Minatoya. Unless it's a cause of wash, obviously. It's danger to life, obviously. We've got nefesh and there's no shiloh. What? That's a chedek on the tzitzis shomer. That's a chedek on the tzitzis shomer. It's called the tzitzis shomer. That's called the Issa of Shechet. Sorry? Yeah. That's causing blood. And we said, who are din? The maestro, someone's got a cut in his finger, and he wants to hurry up the blood coming out. So he squeezes his finger to squeeze out to make the blood come out faster. That's also called shokut. That's also awesome to do. Zichman Rabban also to do. I'm not going to cook, you don't get anything out of it, but it's still awesome to do. Yeah, all those cases are awesome to do. Okay, that's more or less what we said yesterday, I think, yeah? And then we finally finish off with an interesting thing. There is a heter to kill an animal, and that is a dangerous animal. Mummy, so it can cause takanos of posh. Someone sees a lion roaming around. It means even though he's not chasing him at present, but it's mummy's a danger. You can't leave a lion running around. That's mutter to kill that lion, even though he's not chasing anyone. Any dangerous animal, a dog that's got rabies or something, which is dangerous, mummy's dangerous, a person has to kill that dog. You're allowed to, in fact, it's a mitzvah to kill that dog, you shouldn't let it lying around. You're allowed to kill that dog even though it's not running after one. If an animal, Lamashal, is very painful, like we said yesterday as well, a snake, Lamashal, is not life threatening, but it's very painful, and it would cause a person to have a cure in hospital or whatever, such an animal, if it's running after a person, you can kill it. Or trap it, whatever. But if it's not running after you, you can do it by the way. You can, let's say, walk near it and stamp on it or something. But you mustn't go directly after it and kill it. That's what we said yesterday. Okay. Now, coming to today's topic, very interesting. Actually, the model insects on fruit or lettuce. Let's talk about lettuce. That was, I think, the topic actually. The insects on lettuce. So first of all, I just want to explain one thing. First of all, and that is that some fruits and vegetables are infested with bugs. It's well known that some of them are very, very common. I mean, I think nowadays, Baruch Hashem, a lot of them have been sorted out. First of all, they are sprayed with insecticides. And therefore, that is meant to get rid of a lot of the bugs. But even so, it's still
strawberries and things like that.
Some of them are still very common. I mean, someone told me, it's quite right actually, what he said to me, it also depends what time of the year. Sometimes at different times of the year you get different food items which are more infested than others. So it's very hard to give general clothing, but one has to know what one's doing. Many years ago, I'll never forget this, I was in yeshiva, and I remember someone saying to me, he said, he doesn't understand, you know, all these chummers with the checking the insects. He said, he'd open up a fig, and he said to me, he can't find anything in there. He doesn't know what's wrong. He said, he's going to go along to someone here in town, to me, and he's going to show him. He said, he can't start the video. Anyway, 10 minutes later, a quarter of an hour later, he came back and said, he won't believe what I saw in there. I said, what? He said, there's a dead beetle inside there. I said, what? He says, a dead beetle inside. He's showing me. I tell you, mummish, my heart sank. It looks mummish, not very pleasant. I said, I don't understand. I thought you looked. He said, I thought I looked. I probably didn't notice it. The thing is, that thing, you have to know what you're looking for. Now, that beetle was quite big. I mean, even me with my eyesight, I don't know how he missed it. I'm not sure how he missed it. It's a mystery to me how he missed it. But you have to know that, you have to know what you're looking for. So many people tell you, someone told me last time I was walking with someone, so he said, he's had this thing for many, many years. He's never found any insects in it. It's one of the things that actually was very highly infested. The thing is, I didn't want to tell him anything. I couldn't be too polite. But Lamaisa, does he know how to check? That's the thing. So you have to know, first of all, how to check. But let's say, so what's the general rule? The Torah gives a number of larvae for a person who eats insects, actually. It can range between 4 to 6 larvae on one insect. It's a remarkable thing, actually. The Prichodosh says, Leviathan, what's that? The Torah gives so many larvae for this thing. It says, it's an easy thing to be nixtured in. And I said, the Torah wants to stress how important it is. One has to be careful not to be nixtured in this thing. One has to check what one is doing. What needs checking? So that's at different levels, actually. First, I must say another thing. Many people make a mistake in this way. An insect, dead or alive, is a problem. There's no chilek whether the animal's moving around or it's dead. The is of eating an insect is osur min ha-Torah, whether it's alive or not alive. So what needs a bedikah? So this is an interesting point, first of all. An insect which is so small, which can't be recognized by the naked eye, to an average person, is no problem. I think they're passing the positive sale. I say, when you walk in the street, there's plenty of bacteria going on in the streets. And I say, you could be breathing in, taking into your mouth many sorts of insects. I don't want to upset you all, but I say, it's possible, that's what's happening. And I say, there's no problem with that. That's not recognised with the naked eye. There's no problem at all. Huh?
It's on the periphery. You can't see.
Oh, come on, 1 minute. Hold on. Come on, just 1 minute. An insect so small, which always happens, it's not a problem. However, if one could see something on the fruit, which happens sometimes, you could see a little dot on the fruit, which to you looks like a black dot. But if you look at it carefully, or with a magnifying glass, you can see an insect. That many possible holes is a problem already. Because you can see something. It's true you can't notice exactly what it is, but there's something there which makes you alert, which the chur is a problem. That's number one. Number two, that's number one. Also, something is mighty how the Bosha makes it, but many of these insects blend with the vegetable or fruit it's in. How the Bosha makes it, mighty how it's a green fly with lettuce. It's very hard often to see this because it's blended with the fruit it's in. That's not a heter. That's called nicker, because if you take out seven, it's big enough to be called recognizable. The fact that it's blended with the fruit or the vegetable doesn't make an exception. That's another thing. Now, one other thing is, before we come to what we're going to talk about over here, and that is a food that is muchzuk b'tloim. That means it's very well known, it's got a substantial amount of tloim. What's called muchzuk? So the poskim say muchzuk means over 50%. Over 50% of the time one finds insects in this fruit or vegetable, there's a chiyuv min ha-Torah to do bedikah before you eat it. I don't know what examples are now. I must say, the mice, it's very hard to give examples. I say it fluctuates a lot. Normally they say spring onions and lettuce are quite high. But lettuce depends, I think, what time of the year. It depends on things. Spring onions, they say, is very highly infested. It can be. But again, maybe it depends what quality. I don't know. Yeah. That's number one. What?
Most people
cut them out. Possibly. Right. That's number one. Number two is something which is a miyut hamotsui. Means it's quite common. What's the criteria of quite common? So some say that's near to 50%. Others say it's 10%. And others say between 4 and 5%. There's a chiyuv bedikah min rabbanan. Less than that, there's no chiyuv bedikah. If anything which has got less than that, there's no chiyuv bedikah. Okay. Now, what?
Are you
going to
check on Shabbos?
Oh, I'm coming down. That's one conclusion. Now comes to Shabbos, and let's say, for example, a person has got his letters over there, right? And he can see it. He can see the moshel green fly on his letters. So what you would do normally during the week, I think normally the normal process of doing it during the week is two ways. Either you take a bowl of water and you put salt into it. Salt, make it salty, acidic or whatever, and you dump all the lettuce in the water. And then what happens is they lose their grip. The insects lose their grip on the lettuce. They hold on to it quite tightly. And this way, by putting salt water wherever in it, that loosens their grip and they float to the top. I don't know how that, yeah? Which makes it easier to see in Moslem, and it's easier to see. That is obviously a serious problem on Shabbos to do that, because the first one is, what?
Because you're killing.
Yeah, one problem is you're doing an Isser Shoker, you're killing the insects. There's no chilek how you kill the insect. Any way that kills an insect is awesome, and that is awesome to do. So it's true, you've got no benefit from this killing. I mean, the mice, you're not using the insects, so it's not a melacha shuchel gufa, but it's awesome rabban to do. The person mustn't kill an insect. Hu adin? To rinse it under water, that's also a very common way of doing it. What it is, they open up lettuce leaf, for example, they turn a tap of water on, they rinse it, and then they look at the lettuce afterwards. That's also a serious problem. If it's very common for lettuce to have insects on, then by running it under a jet of water...
First of all,
grom is also on Shabbos. We don't allow grom on Shabbos.
Maybe it's not
so. You still can't do it on Shabbos. First, I'll say the whole thing is Osir Rabban, because it's not Osir Rabban over here. You don't want the insect, or you don't get any purpose from the insect that's been killed. There's always a Rabban, but the Maisa, we don't let you do this Rabban on Shabbos. And also, I'm not even sure it's the grom of this, I must tell you, because it probably happens very quickly. The animal drowns in water, probably drowns very quickly. So the Maisa, whatever it is Osir to do. So what is the Eitza? It's a problem. The only way to around this Eitza is if a person takes a lettuce leaf, and he holds it by sun, by light, very bright light, and he looks at a lettuce leaf himself clearly. Then he sees an insect walking around, or not walking around, could be dead, on the leaf itself. So what he would do normally is to take the insect off. And that is a serious problem on Shabbos. Why is that a problem on Shabbos? That's a problem of boira, to take that insect off by itself. So that is a serious problem. Sorry? That's a serious problem.
It's
boira, just take the insect off. If it's a small insect, I mean, if it's a big fly. Oh, so the answer is, what you do is you cut off a bit of the lettuce around with the insect on it. It's very hard to do. I'm saying, practically speaking, it's a difficult thing to do on Shabbos. Yeah? I mean, it can be done, but it's a difficult thing to do. Someone just told me that a few weeks ago, one of the caterers actually, it's interesting how it works. He said, the caterer told me that the organization which he's talking about, he said, they don't let him get lettuce on the day of the Simcha.
Yeah.
Because there's too much pressure to be able to check it all on the day of the Simcha. Too much pressure. They must have it a day before. Interesting, very interesting idea. Because it's too much pressure. So he said, on Shabbos, it's difficult to check. So I said, these things certainly are better that it's checked before Shabbos. All these things. On the off chance one couldn't do it, the only chance one could do on Shabbos. The only way to do it would be like this. You'd hold each leaf up by a light, have a very good look that there's no insects on it. If there is an insect on it, then one has to cut around the insect in order to take away the leaf together with the insect. That makes it no problem with boira. That's the only way to do it. If it's a big fly on there, a big spider or something like that, a big thing like that, that's no problem. There's no boira there. But you can just shake it off in such a case.
Would you eat a little bit of lettuce afterwards? Because you wouldn't eat it, so why doesn't that come right?
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point. Because that's the minimum you take off. But that's always like that when you take a flight. But one, I must say, it's an interesting. Let's just explain this one minute. It's a big shaila. How does this work? When you take a fly out of the soup with a bit of soup, it's mutter, yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that mutter? What?
You're taking good from God.
Officially, you're taking good from God. So, you go to the Mishnah Berurah and Chazanish over here. The Mishnah learns the reason why it's mutter is that boira is only an issa if you take either psoas avarich or oikal psoas. If you take a combination of both, that's not boira. So here you're taking psoiles and oichel together, that's not called boira. The Chaznish disagrees actually. The Chaznish says that's not pshat because the mice will be mistaken the whole taru, it's still a big problem. The Chaznish learns that the fly and the soup, is what you were saying, is only mixed in the near vicinity. Now you're 100% right, most people wouldn't drink it, but that's the flum mishur sadin. Really, every person will tell you, if you've got a plate of soup and you've got a fly in the soup, let's see, there's your plate of soup, this over here, this thing, and you've got a fly in it where the hole is. If a person takes around an area, takes the fly out, everyone will tell you it's logical that the fly is not mixed with the rest of the soup. In fact, you've taken out a big area. It's not really called mixed with that area at all. Of course, we won't drink it now because the fly came out with it. But the mice is not called mora with that, really. That's the four white mutter. So what I did with the lettuce, you might not eat the lettuce afterwards, but the mice is not mora anymore with that thing anymore. That's why it's mutter. So that's what you have to do in order to make it not from the burrito. When I take off a bit of the lettuce leaf together with the, what do you call it, the lettuce itself, that way that makes it mutter. I say it's always advised to do before Shabbos, much better to do before Shabbos. What about cutting through the moshel, let's say, what did I write through, a fig or a date? Now, you must realize when you cut through a fig or a date, on the other side of that fig or date might be something inside there. You might cut the animal out. Is that allowed to be done? Very good. So the mice said that's mutter. It's not secretion. There's no, it's not definite as an insect there. It's not definite. So hopefully, most times you don't find. If there is, the Dorosh Eves scum. And that's mutter too. Yeah? How to actually check a lot of these things on Shabbos, one needs to know. I mean, one has to know. One has to open it up and one checks. Yeah? If one finds an insect in there, I'm saying the thing to do is you find an insect in there is to cut off a bit of the area together with the insect in there. I must say, it was a chiddush to me. I asked a few people about this, one person about this, actually. A few weeks ago, I opened a pistachio nut. Mum was nifty. It was a maggot inside there which had come out, eaten up the whole nut. There was nothing left. All there was inside was a maggot. Unbelievable thing. I don't know how it got in there, but that was what it had. Sorry?
It can happen.
It can happen. But the mice, it's not called a miyat hamotzer. The procession house, I don't think it's called a miyat hamotzer.
If the roses, is it less of a problem?
What?
If the roses, is it not less of a problem?
Depends how much it gets to. If it roasted only helps if the animal disintegrates. I say, if the animal stays as it is, but it's not crushed up, it hasn't disintegrated at all, it's still an isoberry, it's still an is of an insect. Yeah, roasting will help me if it's roasted to such a degree that the mice, the animal disintegrates, or part of it will crumble.
Yes, it does.
If it turns out, it does that. I don't know if it does that. I don't know what Matthew's were. It was a Kiddush, actually. Mummy said, a whole maggot inside there. Mummy said, it wasn't very pleasant. I asked someone who's a bocky, and he said, it's very uncommon, this mice. He said, normally, with Derek Clough, pistachio nuts don't have this problem. They're normally not insects. They're not
bugs.
Cashew nuts could be a little more. Quite a lot. I don't know. That could be. I don't want us to know about this. I'm saying all this thing is interesting. What happens now if someone has a wash, someone goes to a sink, he wants to wash his hands, and as he goes to the sink, he sees a little creepy crawly inside there. So now that's posh. To turn the water on and flush it down the drain is the chaser. That's mummy shoker.
You kill it.
It's mummy shoker. What can you do? So is your sink out of action for the whole of Shabbos?
Take out the sink in a
corporate place. One minute. If it's mummy's moles, it's despicable to a person. I'm sure someone's got a woman in the house or whatever. You know, a man sometimes, mummy's, it's moles. Let's say it's such a thing that looks mummy's. It's detestable. It's very unpleasant. That's called a grasherie. It's unpleasant in someone's living quarters to have such a thing. Technically speaking, one could pick it out with one's hand to take it out. In a case where it's not like that, let's say it's not mummy's grasherie, it's a small thing. It's not the end of the world. You don't mind it. It's not the end of the world. Then the best thing to do is to move it kilachayat. That means, let's say, the moshel, get a piece of paper or something, and make the animal crawl onto the piece of paper, blow it onto there, or make it go onto there, and then take the piece of paper in your hand, move it out, and chuck it out to the garden, wherever it is. That's the best way to do it. Yeah? Because otherwise you've got a problem, because you can't use your sink. If you've got a fly...
You can't get out of the window and this.
What is it, a fly?
If a fly flies,
then there's no problem. If it goes out of your garden. If it shoots off into your garden, it's not, you can't carry in your garden with it.
Unless it's
there. Yeah, if it's good. But most of these animals fly.
Yeah.
Oh, we talk about animals, they can't fly. Why not can't fly? I don't know. You have to know. If I can't fly, and the chayav, then there might be a problem. Okay. Yeah, by the way, the case in the sink, it doesn't help me the moshel shabbos. I'm not turning the water on to kill the insect, I'm going to wash my plates up. If it's inevitable that the insect is going to be killed by you washing your plates or washing cups up there, it's a problem. So you have to be careful. All these cases, you've got to be careful.
When you go to the bathroom and there's a butterfly flying in the water there.
It's really alive.
It's alive, still alive.
So what do you want to do? Just leave it there. What do you want to do?
You can't use it until it's actually dead.
I mean, you could probably take a cap and take that whole piece of weird water with the butterfly in and leave it on the side, but you're not doing anything worse. You're not doing any more than it would have done otherwise. In the same situation it was before and is now as well. You're not making more of a thing. But that you could do, but otherwise you're going to have a problem. You've got no cover, you can't use that sink, the moshel, yeah. unless you can get it out somewhere without affecting it at all. All right, let's all stop there.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. The American athlete in the report is more than